We are learning Maseches Shabbos, Daf Pei Amud Beis, and we are beginning on the last words on the bottom of Pei Amud Aleph. It's in the Mishnah, Subim Kelitna Pikur Shal Tzarfei Zav. It could be those words don't belong there, but it says there, Subim enough to light up the goldsmith's oven to cook up the gold. Tana Rabbanan, we learned in a Braisa, Hamoitzi Seor. If you carry out here, what's the shear of on top of Pei Amud Beis learning? Tanabon Amaitzi Seyar, you carry out here. And what do you carry out here for? In those days, you used to mix here as a binder in the cement. So the shear is how much here do you have to bring out to be called here, enough chashuv amount, the chashuv amount of here to be chayiv. Kedei legalva is enough that you could mix the cement. And when you make cement, we have before the shear is a revius. So it has to be enough to mix into a revius of cement. How much tit is chayiv? Tit, lasa is pikur, enough to cover the bellow, the little hole in the oven that you stick in the fan. So much less of a shear if you're bringing out tit. Shotzarf is off. Lasa is pikur, to cover the pikur, shotzarf is off. We have before that shear tit, and the shear that seyer goes the same much shear as water to bring out for cement, which has revius. Same thing, seyer has to be enough to put into a revius of cement. Zokta Gemara Vayta. The Mishnah said, what's the shear of sid? Sid was a type of material, type of powder they used for two things. The ladies in those days used this powder called sid, either to make their face, their skin look reddish, look fresh, or to take off hair. Those are two uses for sid. So it says in our Mishnah, if someone carries out sid, it's enough of a shear you need, k'delosud k'tana shiva bonus. And then the Gemara has a few other man the Amrim. The Gemara that brings the man the Omar, Rabbi Huda and Miglas is Kalkel, and Rabbi Nacham Yomar, k'delosud an dumfi. And this Gemara is going to explain all those different shiurim now. So, Tana, k'del, what does it mean, losud k'tana shiva bonus? What does that mean? So Tana Bright says, "Kedei losud etzba katana shevabonis." It means it's enough to smear the pinky of a little girl, enough to smear that pinky, which is a pretty nice amount. Smear the pinky to make it look red. So that amount is chayev for hitzah. Kedei losud etzba katana shevabonis, the little pinky of your daughter. Amrav Hudamarav, v'noyis Yisrael shegila pirka. Girls who already got Shtei Cyrus, but Vlay Gil Shonim, they weren't even 12 years old yet, and they were embarrassed of their Cyrus. So what do they do? So the different levels in society. Benois Aniyim, Toifle Soysom, Besid. The Aniyim, they smear themselves with this powder that takes the Sar off. That's a Sid of our Mishnah. Benois Ashirim, Toifle Soysom, Besilis. They smear their skin with powder, flour. And that flour is more comfortable than sid, and that also takes off the sar, the flour. The benayis melachim, that teifos of Hashem Hamar, they use a oil called Shemen Hamar. Shenemar, like it says by Esther, it says shishach adosh b'shemen Hamar. My Shemen Hamar, what type of oil is this? Rav Huna Bar Chiyomar, satchis. This is satchis, which is called a special oil. It's called myrrh. It's called myrrh, like mar. It's called myrrh, and it's special. It's used usually used as perfume. That's the type of oil they use to take off. Well, nice malachim use that to take off the hair. Yirmi Abba Amar, what is Shemen Hamar? It's Shemen Zayish Leviyah Shlish. It's olive oil, really, that the olives didn't reach a third of their growth yet. Tanya Ruda Emer, it says in a Mishnah Menachos, a Loshon of Ampinknon, a certain type of oil. And it says, you now use that oil for Mincha. So it says, what's on Pinkin? Shemen Zayis Leviyah Shlish. It's the Shemen Zayis that did not reach a third of its growth. Now, why does B'nai Shalachim use this Shemen Hamar? Because Shemay Shir Es HaSeyar, it takes off the hair, U'ma'adin HaBosar, and it makes the Bosar fresh. So we said that's the two uses of these things. Either it makes this, where there's no hair, it makes the skin fresh. And if there's hair there, it takes the hair off. And we're talking about was not a lot of hair. You put on the head, it won't take the hair off. It means on the skin, we have hair on the skin, it'll take the hair off. So the Gemara Maisa, Rabibi Habile Barta, Rabibi had a daughter, Tafla Eva Aver. He slowly, every day, did a different limb and with Sid. and all her hair disappeared, and she looked good, and the part of didn't have hair, she became red and fresh, and it made her look very yafa. And Shakal ba arba me'a zuz, when it came time for her to get married, he got 400 zuz for her nadin. People wanted her. She was very, very, very attractive. Havahu nachri v'shvuse. There was a guy in the area. So, havile barati, he also had a daughter. So, you know, he wanted a kapi rabibi. So what did he do? Tafla b'chad zimna. In one day, he did her whole entire body with this sid, with the powder. Amazing, she died. Omar, the guy said, Kata rabibi l'barati, rabibi killed my daughter. Meanwhile, he just did it wrong. Now, the Gemara says that this rabibi had to do this is not the gay for all the B'nai Yisrael. Omar Nachman, rabibi the shashi shikha, rabibi who drank beer, boyim banse tifla. His daughters needed tifla to make her look good, to make her skin look good. Because, like Rashi says, that the sheikhar's mashkir makes a person a little dark complexion of marbaseya and causes more hair. So Rabibi, who drank beer, his daughters needed tifla. Anand, Lashasin Shikha, Asta, we don't drink beer. Loi bayim bronson tifla. Our daughters do not need this powder to make the daughters look good. So that's the first sheet in our Mishnah. That's enough sid to smear a pinky. Rabbi Yehuda Imer, Kedei losud kilkul. In order to put powder on the kilkul, see that is, Rabbi Chemya says, Kedei losud undafi. So my kilkul and my undafi, andafi. What is kilkul, what's undafi? Omar Rav, what is it, siddha or bas siddha? That means that kilkul is the temple, the side of the head of the temple. And you put sid on that, in order, there's hair there. You're not taking the hair off. It's in order to make the hair smooth. So it's just flatten it down. And diffi is lower down. And there, you don't want hair there, on the sideburns. So there, they put it on the sideburns to take off the hair. So that's one shear is the temples, one is the sideburns. That's kilkul and diffi. Zokta Gemara. Now, the Gemara is damning on, assuming that if you want to make the hair smooth, you need a bigger amount, than to take off hair on by the sideburns. So the Gemara has a kashlam, the shrewd Yehuda nafesh. Looks like Yehuda's shear is more. Yehuda's shear is even more to make to chayav itzah. You need more than Rav Nechemya. Hakayma shurabah nafesh. Don't we know that the Rabbanon is always more? And we're assuming that Rav Nechemya is the Rabbanon also. He's talking less than the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon said to shmir one pinky, that's taka more than to flatten out the hair. But v'nafesh Rav Nechemya, it's taka more, he's more makel than Rav Nechemya. He holds that makel means, because you need a bigger shear to be chayiv, his shear is bigger than Rav Nechemya. Smaller than the Rabbanon and bigger than Rav Nechemya. It comes out, the mission is in order. The biggest shear is a loss of the Tanash of Rabbanon. The second shear is kilkul, and the third shear is on defeat. Meisvei, now we're going to have a kasha on the pshat that we're teaching kilkula and defi. Meisvei, Omer Rebbe, Nirin to Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe wants the machria. And he says, I paskin like Rebbe Yehuda b'chabot. That's a certain type of powder that's loose batter, that powder, it's not so thick. And I agree to Rebbe Nechemya when it's a thicker powder where it's like clumps of clay. That's where I agree to Rebbe Nechemya. So it means, if it's loose, then you need enough for sheer kilkul. If it's bitz asid, then it's andafi. V'sakadat asid v'asidah, if you're learning that they're both for the side of the head, for the temple and for the sideburns, id v'di chabot, both the derech is use the same type of powder for both of them, not different type of powder. So what does it mean that bitz asid can be used for Rav Nechemya, the exact same powder? Zogt Gemara, Elam Rav Yitzchak, Amid Rebbe Yanai, A'an Difa. A whole different pshat. That pshat in Rav, Da'an Difa means something else. It means that you have these like barrels that have two holes, one higher and one lower. And when you want to fill up the barrel, you close up the bottom hole. And Rav Chemi says that the shear of sid that you're bringing out is to be soysim this bottom. And Itaka use a thicker powder for that to close it up. So the word andifi stands for the word shtei piyos, which means two holes. And therefore, that'll answer how Rebbe makes sense that he's saying that Rebbe Chemya is talking about bitz asid. Rebbe Chemya makes sense by the type of sid that's called bitz asid, which is clumps, because he's using a andifa to close the bottom hole of the chavis. It doesn't make sense. A person he's going to use Sid to close up the bottom of a wine barrel. In 2 minutes, the wine will melt the Sid, will make it wet, it'll come off, and oh, you'll lose all your wine. No one does that. No one closes up their barrels with this type of Sid. Elam Rav Kahana, a third shot. You know what Adifi means? Shnosos. It means that in a Kli Cheres, they put these little nuts, walnuts, at different levels in the Cheres, in the barrel, to see until where your wine is. You want to know how much wine you have. You know, here it's the till here is 1 gallon, oh, here's 2 gallons. And you used to cover those walnuts with Sid in order to make it white, so you can see, you can recognize it in the wine. So enough to cover that, that's what Andifi means. Whole new pshat. Andifi means to cover the shnosos, which means the things that are sticking out of the wall of the barrel that shows you how high the wine is. What do you find, Shadir? That's what shnosos means. Because the Tanakh, the Mishnah in Menachah is talking about the different shiurim of the Nesachim. It says, shnosos hayu behin, in the keli that was called a hin, which is 12 lug, there were different markers. Adkan lepar. Until here was 6 lug for a par. Adkan is la'ayel. You know, 4 lugum is for ayel. Adkan lekeres, 3 lugums are keres. You see the lashon shnosos means different levels. And that's what we use this for. Mibayi say another pshat and andifi. My andifi afusa. It means the forehead. And they put their sid in order to make it red and not take off the seyar. And there the taka use a different type of sid. They use a thicker sid. They use a thicker powder, and that's what they use for the forehead. So it's another pshat and andifi. So we have altogether 3 pshat and andifi. Either andifi means below the temple, which means the sideburns, or andifi means in the barrel, which means the shnos is in the barrel. The try to have mean it meant to close up the hole. The says it can't close up the hole because it can get wet. And the third pshat is that it means the forehead. That you use a thicker powder. Was showing the word andifi means the forehead. Because there was a certain bar galul who came to Bavel, a certain chacham. The Amrulay, kum derosh lor ma'as merkava. They asked him, could you darshan in ma'as merkava? Now, look, as you're not allowed to darshan ma'as merkava in public, ma'as merkava is the parasha of Yecheskel, which we learn on Shavuos. And there it says, what Yecheskel had a nevuah and saw Shemayim. So you're not a darshan ma'as merkava. So amar lahu. So when they asked this bar galul to do it, he said, "Sure, etzchu kedarsh rechem lechavrei. I'll tell you what Rav Chemi told his friends, told his chavrusa when he was learning ma'as merkava. But nafka arisa, when he stood up to give his drasha, a wasp came out min hakoyisol machse bandife, hit him in his forehead, the mist, and he died. So you see, lashon andife means the forehead. Amulei." Mindilei dalei. This came from he died in his own avera that he wanted to darshan ma'aseh merkava and he wasn't supposed to do that. So it was his own fault. He did it to himself. Zok to Mishnah Vayta hamoitzi adama. Someone is moitzi adama. Moitzi out a certain type of red clay. What's the shear? Some adama. Someone brings out red clay. What's the shear? It's the amount of clay that they use to cover the sacks of merchandise. They used to put a seal on it, and this way no one will steal it. So enough to be a seal on a sack. The Rebbe Kiva. Enough for a seal of a letter. So that's the shear of Adama. Zevel v'chol adak. Dung and little thin thin sand, glazabel kelach shal kruv, enough to fertilize one stalk of cabbage. Rav Kiva chamayimrim glazabel kriush, enough to fertilize a leek. Chayla gas, very thick sand. Glitin amole kaf sid, enough to put on a mole kaf sid, which the Gemara will explain what that means exactly. Kana, what about a stalk like a little reed? Kedei la'asikom was enough to make a pen. You took a pen out of a reed. If this reed was too thick to make it a pen, or it was merusas cracked up, then the shear is the levashel boy beitz a kal shel beitzim, enough to cook a light egg from the eggs. We'll see in the Gemara what that means. Which type of egg? Terufa, it was beaten egg. Merusun be'ilfas in a pot. Enough to cook that egg. That's enough of a shear to be chayiv on hoitzah. Zok the Gemara, it says in the Mishnah, the shear of Chorel Hagas is how much? Enough, this amount of very thick sand, it's enough to put a pikaf shol sidon, which is like the shovel of the people who put on plaster, the plaster shovel. So there, they used to add into it some sand, to put some sand in it. And that's how much shear to fill up that shovel that has in it plaster, how much sand it needs. That's how much you chayiv. Now, man tana dechol ma'ala said, who's the tana holds that putting sand into plaster is a good thing? Rav Chista, that's Rav Yehuda. That's the Rav Yehuda shita. The tanya that Rabbi saw, lo yosud odom es beis besid. This is talking about after the churban beis hamikdash. They said a person shouldn't make his house very nice, and says lo yosud odom es beis besid. A person should not smear his walls with sid in b'zman hazeh after the churban beis, so plaster. Elam kain, ear of boy, tevan achol, but put in it tevan, straw, achol, sand, which makes it not so white, then it's not so pretty, then it's mutter to do it even after the churban. That's the Rabbanan hold. Rabbi Yehuda argues, and he says, Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, tevan is mutter, but achol is also. Why? Because it makes it strong. So even though maybe it makes it a little black, but it's still very chosh of tashish sid. Why? Because it's very strong sid. So the Gemara says that it must be our Mishnah that says it's a good thing is going according to Rabbi Yehuda, who said that the choil, the sand, makes the sid stronger. So you see, it's good to have choil and sid. So it's like Rabbi Yehuda. They were no Rabbi Amafilter Rabbi Infir Rabbanan. Kikula is there to kunai. Even though it makes it stronger, even Rabbanan agree it makes it stronger. Rabbanan hold that it makes it black is a ticket that you're allowed to use it. That's enough to allow you to use it after the churban because it makes it black. It's stronger. It's fine. But since it makes it black, that makes it mutter. So if it still stems with our Mishnah that it's a good thing to put in this rocks, these little earth into the plaster. Zokhtim Maravai, it says in the Mishnah that kona glass kumas. You bring out a kona, it's enough that you can make a kumas, make a pen with it. Tana kumas amagila kushir etzbarisav. It has to be a long enough stalk, a long enough reed that it could reach your knuckles. Now, what does that mean? Bayer of Ashi, the Kesha Elyon, does it mean the knuckle that's by your hand, or the Kesha Tachno, it means the knuckle that's in the middle of your finger. How long does it have to be? We're not sure. Says the Mishnah Vayit, Moya Ova, if it was thick or it was crushed up, so if it's enough to cook an egg, that's enough to be Chayav on Shabbos. And says, a Beitza Kala Trufa. What's a Beitza Kala? Tana, Trufa first of all has to be beaten, b'shemen, in oil, and soon be'ilfas, and in a frying pan. Only mishmilach beitzakala mahi. Do you know what a beitzakala is? What's a beitzakala? A malay bias at a tzotzala. It's the egg of a small bird called a tzotzala. My timer. Why are you saying it's an egg of a tzotzala? That's what Marbre asked his son. His son said, told his father, you know what it is? So Marbre the Ravina asked his son, what's a beitzakala? He said it's a beitzakala tzotzala. He says, why are you saying that? Mishum de Zutiko, it's small. Emer Tzipurta, maybe it's a small bird called Tzipurta. Maybe it's that bird. Ishtik, he was quiet. He says, I don't know. I thought it was a Tzitzla. So Amalei, so he asked his father, Mishmilach, well, do you have something? Do you have some car in this? Amalei, your father answered, yeah. Hochim Ramasheshes. It's a Beitza Tarnagarlis. It's a chicken egg. Oh my, Karolei Beitza Kala. Why do we call it a Beitza Kala? Chachamim know that the easiest egg to cook is a chicken egg. Even a smaller egg takes longer than a chicken egg. Great thing about kasha, so you have to take out enough to roast an egg. L'chara, egg is much bigger than a gregoris. So l'chara, it's be enough. If oichel is chashiv by gregoris already, it's be enough to cook a gregoris. Ma'ishna kol shiru shabbos gregoris v'hacha b'beitza. Here it's shir beitza. Amalei, no, you're right. Hacha Rav Nachman. It means gregoris of beitza kala. It means a sheer gregoris of a dry fig from a beitza kala, which is a chicken egg. It doesn't mean the entire chicken egg. It means a gregoris sheer of a beitza kala. That's enough to be chayiv for the kana, bringing out the kana for firewood for that. It has to be enough to cook a chicken egg that's beaten, and a gregoris of a chicken egg, that's enough.